فكان فيما انزل الله عليه آية الرجم، فقرأناها ووعيناها وعقلناها، فرجم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ورجمنا بعده. فأخشى إن طال بالناس زمان أن يقول قائل ما نجد الرجم في كتاب الله، فيضلوا بترك فريضة أنزلها الله، وأن الرجم حق في كتاب الله تعالى على من زنى إذا أحصنا من الرجال والنساء إذا قامت البينة أو كان الحبل أو الاعتراف. متفق عليه. حديث The collection of الإمام البخاري and مسلم رحمة الله عليهما. حديث is authentic, reported by عمر. May Allah be pleased with him. That عمر gave خطبه and say, indeed Allah سبحانه وتعالى has sent his prophet محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم with the truth, and among what he had revealed to him, and he had revealed to him the book, the Quran, and among what he had revealed to him the verse concerning stoning. We had recited and memorized it and understood it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stoned, and we had stoned after him. I'm scared that after a long period of time, somebody will say, we don't see this verse in the book of Allah. And they will go astray by neglecting one of the obligation of Allah, which he had revealed. Indeed, stoning is true in the book of Allah on those who had committed illegal intercourse, if they are married or been married from men or women, if the evidence of pregnancy confession. Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah khair. Or confession. Okay? We understand there is something called obligation in the Quran. Anybody know what the word in students of Brother Hassan?
Yes, yes.
Brother Habib.
Nasi.
Not Nasi. Nasikh. Nasikh. Noon Sin Kha. N-A-S. N-A-S-K-H. Nasakh. Nasakh. Not Nasakh. Nasakh. Obligation. Okay? So.
Necessary.
No. Nasakh. This is the Arabic term. Nasakh means obligation. To change the ruling. Changing the ruling. And remove the previous ruling. And the nasakh has a different forms in the Quran, and one of them is what we're talking about. The verse itself will be removed from the writing, but the ruling will remain to be carried out. Okay? So Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he gives the khutbah, he said, I'm scared that after a while, the people say, we don't know, we don't see anything written in Quran concerning stoning. Okay? And he said, the Prophet ﷺ did this, and the Sahaba did this, and indeed this came in the Quran, we memorized it, we learned it, we understood it, okay? So, he confirmed this and says that the people, if they stop this ruling, they will go astray. Okay, they will go astray. And he said that indeed it is a true in the book of Allah, that means been revealed, but is been abrogated in writing and recitation, but it is what taking a place in action. This understood? And this in who? Men and women, whosoever. Okay, you can come here, Yasin. Because okay. He's not okay. Come here. I'm not going to bite you, I swear. Okay? And he said what? That man or man who is muhsan, that been married or they are married, if they do illegal intercourse, will be what? Will be stoning to death. And what you have to do? Three things. It's going to be evidence, which is what? Pregnancy. Or bayina, you have four witnesses, okay? Or that you have what? The person himself or herself, they said yes, we did it, okay? Accusation is not enough. Three witnesses is not enough, okay? Do we go to page number 432? Is this correct?
Yes.
We finish? Yeah. 39 after 1000, page number 432. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا زنت أمة أحدكم فتبين زناها فليجلدها الحد ولا يثرب عليها ثم إن زنت فليجلدها الحد ولا يثرب عليها ثم إن زنت الثالثة فتبين زناها فليبعها ولو بحبل من شعر. حديث reported by أبو هريرة. May Allah be pleased with him. The hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim. But the version that we have is the version of Imam Muslim, rahmatullah alayhi. The hadith is authentic. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the slave girl of one of you, your right hand possess, commit illegal intercourse, okay, fornication, and he got to know about it, became clear and obvious by pregnancy, or he saw it, or she made it, or whatever, that she do what? She will be lashed. Anybody know how many? Let's see hands, don't say. And don't look in the book. This is 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's start with you. Ahmed, did you raise your hand? Abu?
50. 80.
Sister Zainab? I'm glad I'm going to keep my dollar in my pocket. No prize tonight.
100.
How many?
100.
No. Yes?
3.
Okay. Rafiq? 80. Okay. Thank you very much for trying. You can try again. It's 40. The punishment. Do you remember the blood money for right hand possess and for the people of the book and things like this? You remember how much it is?
Yes.
Was half. Okay. What is made it half? Because the people of the book. What is make it half here? The position. Okay. Because they are not free. Okay. They get what? Half of the punishment. So if she commit, and why is it fornication? He did not say adultery here. This is an easy one. I can. Excuse me?
She's not married.
Excuse me?
Right in position and conceived marriage?
No.
She's not married, but can her master have intercourse with her?
Yeah, that is right.
Thank you. So I say, if she did it again, give her the punishment. If she do it again, okay, do what? He said, this woman is not supposed to be under your position. get rid of her with the lowest price that you can get, even if it's robe. You understand? Exchange her with even a robe. You know a robe to pull the camel with? Like something like what? A dollar? Why? That means she is no good in here. She's not supposed to be under, but get rid of her. Okay? The third time. Can a slave girl be married and she have a master?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, this homework for next week. Okay, next hadith, number 40, after 1000. وعن علي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اقيموا الحدود على ما ملكت ايمانكم. This hadith is موقوف, is the saying of Imam Ali رضي الله عنه, and it is authentic as موقوف. Carry out prescribed punishment on your slaves. 41 after 1000 عن عمران ابن حسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن امرأة من جهينة أتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويحبل من الزنا فقالت يا نبي الله أصبت حدا فأقمه علي. فدعا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وليها فقال أحسن إليها فإذا وضعت فأتني بها. ففعل فأمر بها فشكت عليها ثيابها ثم أمر بها فرجمت ثم صلى عليها. فقال عمر أتصلي عليها يا نبي الله وقد زنت؟ فقال لقد تابت توبة لو قسمت بين 70 من أهل المدينة لوسعتهم. وهل وجدت أفضل من أن جادت بنفسها لله تعالى. حديث reported by عمران ابن حسين, may Allah be pleased with him. The hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim رحمة الله عليه. The hadith is authentic. This woman who came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, this woman from Juhayna, from the tribe of Juhayna, and she was pregnant out of having illegal intercourse, said, O Prophet of Allah, I commit a had. I got myself in something not supposed to be done. So exercise the prescribed punishment by Allah over me. Whatever been prescribed by Allah, do it to me, Prophet of Allah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called her guardian, the one on charge of her, and he said to him, be good to her. I had missed something in hadith number 39 after 1000. He's saying not to hal in here or not to admonish here. What's this word?
Rebuke.
No. Harl?
Harl.
That means don't put two punishment together because it's supposed to get lashes. So you could not lash her and same time keeping telling her, you remember you did this and this, because this admonishment itself is a form of punishment. You see? So you could not make two punishment together. You see? Although what she did is wrong. But if the punishment exercised on the person, you could not add another form of punishment. Okay? Or you are not going to have a breakfast anymore, you understand? It's only going to be two meals a day because you remember you did something wrong. If the person gets the punishment, this is it. Okay? You could not even remind him about it. You could not keep, you understand, make it as story, always talking about. This is wrong. But back again to this hadith. So Rasulullah ﷺ said, what remind me about it when the Prophet ﷺ said to the guardian of this woman, treat her well. You see? Because here, this woman, not only the men in the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, even women of Rasulullah ﷺ, when they do something wrong, they want to clean themselves. They want to profile themselves. Okay? So a woman to come and say, I did something wrong and I want to be clean, she deserves a good treatment. Because what made her do this is her iman. A person can be a mu'min, a believer, he can make a mistake. Okay? But you could not treat them like dirt. So the Prophet ﷺ said to her guardian, treat her well. Since she's asking, she's going to receive the punishment. This doesn't mean for you now putting her in jail until the time comes to be punished. Okay? No. Deal with her in a nice manner. You see? And when she delivers her baby, you can bring her. So when she delivered her baby, she came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered the Sahaba to tie the clothes, her clothes on her good. Okay? And this is something that we need to stop for it for 1 second to think about it. Even the woman is going to be killed, is going to be stoned. Okay? She committed illegal intercourse, but still is not excuse for her body to be exposed. The respect to her privacy and the respect to her body still have to be honored. Because when you got stone here, she'll be jumping and be doing all these things, and as a result of this, a possibility of her legs, her breast, her whatever from her body will be exposed. So still the dignity and the respect for this woman, even while we exercise the punishment. So we did not mean because we're punishing her, that means she's nothing now. You see? Still we have to respect her. Okay? Now some women, they go nowadays intentionally exposing their body. Okay? But Islam, even in the matter of death, is still respecting the woman. And let me tell you one thing, and Allah knows best, I think, I'm not sure, but I think it is like a culture. I'm not sure if it's something in the hadith about it. But when a woman die, even after she die, when they put her in the bed to be carried, okay, they put something like a hump. They made something like a hump. And they put it over here. And they put a sheet over the bed. Because when you lay a sheet in a woman, she lay on the bed, you lay a sheet on her, it will show the shape of her body. So they make something out of the palm tree, or you can make it out of wires or whatever, and you can put it over the bed on the body. It's not fitting on the body, but will be like this, okay? So this is the dead woman here, and this will come and sit on the bed, and now you throw a sheet like this. So this will serve like what you call camel flushing?
Camouflage.
Like a tent?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to use the tent. It will serve like
a
camouflage. To this
fatigue.
This fatigue, her shape.
Would
disfigure her figure. Alright?
Disguise.
Disguise. That means even while she's still while she's dead, we still don't want the people to see her figure.
He deserves it,
Allah. What is it?
Disguise.
Disguise?
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. No
sense of Zacchaeus, too late.
No.
You insist?
I need to.
You get a free tip, alright? So, now can you imagine how the concern about even the Muslim woman in Islam after she die? Now women today walking, you understand, with all kind of stuff, okay? Showing her neck, showing her earring, showing her bosom, showing this, showing that, wearing a pants, wearing the under, walking like, these people, they need to get a life. This is the only word I can say. They need to get a life and cover themselves properly as it's supposed to be. And this is the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes something specially in the Quran. Call what? Jilbab. Allah knows what is blouse, Allah knows what is jiba, Allah knows what is suit, Allah knows what is pants, Allah knows all these names. But Allah used something called jilbab, yudneen alayhinna min jalabibin. Okay? And the jilbab is not the garment that the woman wear it with the headpiece. It's something goes on top of the headpiece and the garment that she wearing. Is exactly like what you call it, a shadur or abaya. It's something like a sheet, okay, that you throw it in top, so from the head going down to disguise the whole shape. It doesn't show how big the shoulders, how big the arm, how big this, how big that. Okay, this is privacy, and a Muslim woman, she's so concerned about herself. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فَشُكَّتْ عَلَيْهَا ثِيَابُهَا or فَشُدَّتْ عَلَيْهَا. That means, tie the clothes good in her, okay? So when she jump and these things, not anything be exposed from her. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had commanded the stoning. So, and after she died, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed janazah salah on her. Umar was surprised. Umar was so surprised. He said, O Prophet of Allah, you perform a prayer on her, and she had did this illegal intercourse. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, she repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She came with a serious repentance. It's so great to such a degree, if you take her repentance and divide it, and all the people of Medina share this, will be sufficient.
70.
Among 70 of the people of Medina would be sufficient for them. Okay? So it's not because a Muslim commit a crime. Especially, it's not because a Muslim commit a crime that means he's a kafir. If a Muslim commit something haram, does not take him out of Islam immediately. Except if we say, no, nothing wrong about it, it's okay. This Quran is something for the old days, for the Arab Bedouin people, this is not for me. This is different story, okay? If a Muslim commit a major crime in Islam and still believe it is haram, he's still a Muslim. And we call him a Muslim Asi, a sinner Muslim, okay? And if the person receives the capital punishment, now, this is forgiveness for the crime that he did. It's forgiveness. And here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself making prayer on this woman. And Umar is surprised, how you do? And she did this sin. He said that her seriousness and her repentance, what can be more than she came voluntarily herself to Allah to clean herself? What's more than this? No, police, no detective, no fingerprints, no any, no what you call monitor, no TV camera, nothing. Okay? She came because she knows, believe in Allah, that what she did is wrong and she want to purify herself. And her tawbah was so great. Now she is dead, but she is clean. She deserves my prayer. And her repentance was so great that is sufficient to be divided among 70 of the people of Medina. after the first 1,000, عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال رجم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا من أسلم ورجلا من اليهود وامرأة the hadith is authentic okay and the hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim and from this hadith we understand the permissibility of exercising the punishment on men as well women, on Muslims and non-Muslims who under the Islamic government umbrella. Those who live under the Islamic government umbrella, they will be executed with the same punishment. Okay? Hadith number 43 after the first 1,000, page number 434. وعن سعيد ابن سعد ابن عبادة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان في أبياتنا رويجل ضعيف فخبث بأمه من إمائهم فذكر ذلك سعد لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال اضربوه حده فقالوا يا رسول الله إنه أضعف من ذلك فقال خذوا إثكالا فيه ماءة شمراخ ثم اضربوه به ضربة واحدة ففعلوا رواه أحمد والنسائي وابن ماجة وإسناده حسن لكن اختلف في أصله وإرساله anyway the hadith is authentic and the hadith reported by سعيد بن سعد and the hadith in the collection of سنن الإمام أحمد النسائي ابن ماجة that a man a small in the body, weak in the health, okay? He had commit illegal intercourse with a slave woman, okay? And Sa'd, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he informed him about it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the had, gave him the had, the prescribed had. That means give him the punishment. Say, O Prophet of Allah, he is weak. That means if we give him the 100 lashes, he'll be finished, he'll be dead. And his punishment was not the death. Okay? So, we could not exercise the punishment if we're going to cause the person to go to something worse than losing his body, his life, as example. Okay? So if his hand cut in the hand, if by cutting the hand that this will make him lose all his life, this is a different story. If you're supposed to lash him 100 lashes, and if you lash him, he will lose his life, will be a different story now, okay? So what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended here, here it can be a possibility that we can delay the had, the punishment. Maybe understand the doctor says that this man in a couple of months he'll be okay. He can take the had. But if he have some kind of illness, that what you call permanent, that
permanent,
that mean he's not going to be healed from it. So now we give it to him. But how we going to give him 100 lashes? And there is a big possibility he will lose his life. He said, take 100 pieces of sticks, okay, from leaves, okay, or palm trees, or okay. That mean instead of giving him 100, take 100 pieces together and give him one time. And this not understand playing games with the law, but this only because his situation, due to his illness, okay. And if we give him exact way like a healthy person, he will die, so he will lose his life. So now we be transgressor over his right. So this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to deal with him in this fashion. Hadith number 444 after 1000. Wa'an ibn Abbas radi 44. Is it? 44 after the first 1000. Wa'an ibn Abbas radi Allah ta'ala anhuma anna nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man wajadtumuhu ya'mal amala qawm lut faqtuluh فاقتلوا الفاعل والمفعول به ومن وجدتموه وقع على بهيمة فاقتلوه واقتلوا البهيمة. This hadith is authentic. The hadith reported by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if you find anyone doing the deed of Lot's people, okay, Lot's people, not Loti, okay, because Lot is the name of the prophet, but we say the people of Lot, because they are not supposed to describe this to the name of the prophet, okay, the people of Lot, kill the one who does it and the one who is done. And if you find anyone having sexual intercourse with an animal, kill him and kill the animal. The hadith is authentic. I'm going a little bit fast here for the few hadith, and after this we can come back so we can finish before the tape. How much, Habib? 45, page number 45 after 1000, page number 435. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ضرب وغرب وأبو بكر ضرب وغرب. Hadith is authentic. About
5-7 minutes.
Okay. That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he had lashed and brought out of the country. What he was exiled?
Banished.
Okay. Banished. And Abu Bakr dead. So we understand that this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the sunnah of the Khulafa. And this what is supposed to be done with a person who commit illegal intercourse while he's not married, neither he been married. Okay. That mean he or she is a virgin. Okay. That will be what? A 100 lashes. And for the man to be put out of the country for a whole year. Okay? Please don't ask me questions now until... Hadith number 46 after the first 1000. ذات لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مخنثين من الرجال والمترجلات من النساء. And let me leave this hadith because I want to spend the rest of the time with it. And let me go to hadith number 48, which is the last hadith in this chapter. 48 after the first thousand عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اجتنبوا هذه القاذورات التي نهى الله تعالى عنها فمن ألم بها فليستتر بستر الله تعالى وليتب إلى الله تعالى فإنه من يبدي لنا صفحته نقم عليه كتاب الله. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying what the meaning is, which hadith reported by Ibn Umar. The hadith is authentic in the collection of Al-Hakim. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, avoid these filthy things, these crimes, okay, which Allah the Most High has forbidden. And if anyone commits any of them, he or she should conceal himself with Allah's Most High veil and turn to Allah in repentance. Okay, that means if somebody fall in one of these problems, let him cover himself, not to go and brag and say that I did. Okay, especially if there is no Islamic government, an imam to carry the capital punishment. Let him cover his fault, not to say anything about it. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's repentance and forgiveness and be serious about this and not to do it. Because if you take it to the imam, that he have to carry the capital punishment in you. Okay? To which we shall inflict on him the punishment ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is to who? To the person for anyone uncover himself. Okay? Now, and he go and tell the imam and expose himself, the imam has no choice except to exercise the punishment. Now let me go back again to hadith number 47 after the first thousand. The hadith is weak and this is the reason I left it. Hadith 47 after the first thousand, page number 436, is weak. Leave it alone. Now the last hadith that I want to end the chapter with, which is not the last hadith in the chapter, but hadith number 46. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had cursed al-muhannathina min al-rijal. Those men who act like women. And he cursed the women who acting like men. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, put them out of your houses. Kick them out of the house. Okay? They are not supposed to live with you. Now, any formality that a man do that belong to a woman, it's haram, it's forbidden, he's cursed, he's not supposed to be in your job, under your supervision, under your house roof. Okay? The way how the woman talk, how a woman walk, the woman how she do her hair, anything related to a woman, a man do it, he is muhannath, he is imitating the woman. And anything belong to the man, walking, talking, jobs, whatever it is, a woman do it, she is mutarajjila, she's acting like a man. Okay? And this woman is cursed, what she's doing is haram, and she's not supposed to be your wife, she's not supposed to be under your supervision, you have nothing to do with this. And let me give you some of these forms. Men, and when I say men, that man adult or teenagers, wear necklaces. This is a form of takhmith. But in an earring, nose earring or earring in his earring, an ear. Okay? Or shaving the beard, because Allah didn't create a woman with a beard. So when a man shave his beard, this is a form of takhannus. Okay? A man putting makeup in his face, a man shaving his beard and growing his hair, a man walking with a high heel shoes, a man walking under some with a skirt, or walking with something shirt under some women material, all these things. A woman wearing a boot, a woman going to the army and wearing a fatigue. This woman, you understand, I don't care if she's your aunt, she's your whatever. She's woman, she is mutarajjila, walking, marching. Okay? This woman is mutarajjila. She's cursed by Allah and she is not supposed to be under a shelter of a Muslim man. Okay? Rasulullah said, kick them out of your houses. Women cutting their hair like a man. And name it. A lot of things under this list I forgot. But is a lot that done by men imitating women, or women imitating men. The way how some men walking. Okay? The way how they hold their hands. The way how you understand some men they talk. Soften their voice, acting like, you know what? Okay? I could not say it in the class, but you know what I'm talking about. Okay? So, this is not limited. Anything which is the nature of women. A man could not try to possess this nature of a woman. Being a weak, and being so self-talking, and being understand all the things, okay? And women that being like, comes in your face and talking to you. How you doing? My name is so-and-so. Let me introduce myself to you. Holding her briefcase, and the cellular phone on the other side, and she has a tie, and she come knocking in your door, okay? And, oh, my name is so-and-so, let me introduce myself, okay? And we try to sell this product and all these things. And she's a businesswoman. And traveling, became a businesswoman. She traveling from country to country, from city to city, okay? Sitting, holding meetings, okay? She's a chief executive of such a company, okay? All these things. Islam, Allah create a man in a Syria, in a nature, and create a woman in a different nature. If a man try to possess the nature of a woman, or a woman try to possess the nature of a man, they are cursed in Islam, and those people, they are not supposed to be in a Muslim house or under the supervision of a Muslim house. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us to Sirat al-Mustaqeem, keep us behaving like the way is pleasing to him and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This concludes the book of Hudud, and the last class, the class before the last class in album 5, Sister Maimuna, go ahead, you're on the air.
Okay, my first question is about...
You have only one question because the time for Salah. I understand, inshallah, try to answer it next time because we best time for Iqamah.
Okay, you said that the right hand of the slave, that they get half the punishment.
Yes. 40 lashes. 40, because the punishment of...
You said it was 100 at the beginning.
Yes.
The first one?
Yes.
Said it was 100
left. Yes, yes, gift 50, I'm sorry. Or somebody maybe, you would... Yeah. Here, man, is this okay? Only I have a $5, oh no, I could not be like, here brother, he got the candy bar for you, huh?
A woman didn't get any lashes?
A woman didn't get any lashes?
80 lashes.
know this in Qadf, okay? We'll talk about it in the next class, inshallah. This is a different story. I made a mistake, I'm a human being. Sister Zainab, in the air. You said so? But somebody already got a dollar. We okay. No problem. Next time I make sure that I don't come here with any money. Alright, Habib, this is dollar for your wife. Yes, sister, I don't know who you are. Sunnah or sin? Is it zina? Inshallah, is not. Is not the intention, is not desire, okay? You could not avoid it. But you can ask them to put the money on the counter if you want. When the man die, when is the master die?
Wow.
When the father of the son die?
No. She has a baby.
Yes, 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 yes.
The baby is now her master.
Yes, ma'am.
When the father died.
Huh?
When the father died, or no?
No.
He will be the her master after the father. Yes, yes.
He had a question first.
Okay.
Someone kicked somebody's glasses off and then they kicked him in the water. That's somebody died in the
okay. We talk about the glasses when Brother Shabir come back. Okay, Anwar.
Whenever non-Muslims are living in a Muslim, let's say Khalifa or whatever, do they get the same punishment that Muslims would, like for fornication, if it's
had? Yes, yes, we had mentioned this hadith. If they are living under the Islamic government, okay, because this, number one, this is the original punishment in their books, okay. Secondly, if they live in under the Islamic government, yes, they will take the same, because they're supposed to abide by all the rules. The only thing we don't impose in them to believe like what we believe. Yes, Anwar.
You know when it said when you oversleep, it's the law?
Yes.
Now, does that include you just overslept and you wake up, you know, and that's, or does that mean, you know, you wake up, you roll over, you saw the clock, and then you roll back over?
Sometimes you roll.
Make no excuses, brother.
Sometimes you wake up and you're so tired, you see the clock.
And then you roll over.
And you roll over, and after this, you exit the file that you're in. Sometimes a person is so tired, you understand, he could not, you understand, yeah, he saw the clock, everything, and he moved to the other side, and he puts the cover more in himself, you understand, it happens sometimes.
I have a question.
But this not to be taken as a habit. No, only one question. Okay.
Oh no, is there such thing as a slave boy?
A slave boy?
You talking about a slave girl?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Yes, you can right hand with this. It can be a male or a female.
So a female can sleep with a slave boy if she wants to?
No. We explain this when we come about this, okay? This is another subject. But the man can have a slave male. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm talking about a female having a slave male.
Oh yeah, the free woman can have a slave.
Yeah, it's a male.
Yes, she can, but she could not sleep with him. Yes. Yeah. Now what?
You said about the men
imitating
the woman.
Yes.
What is the imitation?
How you told me 7 minutes, brother?
So half a minute. Half
oh.
One of the invitations
he
said was wearing a necklace.
Yes.
A
yes.
Okay. And this, the brother is cursed if he
doesn't. Yes. Because he imitating women, you understand? Because, excuse me, the sister wants somebody to hear the question.
Okay.